Supergirl looks so adorable
today, doesn't she? What is she wearing?
She has her Valentine's Day outfit.
Oh, I gave it away. What's today?
Valentine's
Day. Yes, it is. Did you guys, like, do anything special so far this morning for Valentine's Day?
No. Not yet.
Not yet? And I heard yes.
There was nothing was left for you out.
Spoken like true parents. What did you get?
Chocolate covered pretzels.
Oh my gosh, chocolate covered pretzels.
And a
chocolate lollipop. Yeah, and Cassidy's nodding her head up and down. And what did you guys have this morning? Heart-shaped candy with lots of chocolate.
A letter. Chocolate chip pancake
shaped like hearts. Wow. Oh my God! And I was going to say, do boys celebrate Valentine's Day?
Yes.
You might have a Russell Stover heart-shaped box of chocolate. Oh my gosh, they're doing really well. And what time is it now? 10:15 in the morning. And look at how fantastic your day has started. Right? Yeah, it's a day that we remember love and how much we love each other, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I want to show you something. Usually, we get things that are shaped like hearts, right? So, like this. Does this look like a heart?
Yes.
It does look like a heart, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Because it is a heart. And actually, these are called Danish Valentine baskets or heart baskets, because if you open them up, you can put something in here.
Yeah, I made that at school.
You did?
To put all the Valentines I got from other kids.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we're actually going to make some of these. We're going to decorate them. They're already made in Sunday school, and we're going to decorate them with things like hearts and stickers. Did any of you guys get stickers this morning that said, I love you, or Happy Valentine's Day, or anything like that? You got a card, so did it say, yeah, did it tell you how much your moms love you? Yeah. So that's what we're going to work on in Sunday school, because a lot of times we remember how much we are loved by hearts. And so we can pop a heart in here, and we can decorate it, and we're going to give this to the people that live at the Brennany, that are there, that live in the memory care area, and those that are in the Alzheimer's unit. We're going to deliver those. So we're going to make those. But we're going to put something else in there. What is this? It's a cross. You can see it, right? We're going to put the cross in there. Is that also a symbol of love?
Yeah.
It is a symbol of love. Yeah. Whose love is this a symbol of?
Jesus.
Jesus. Yeah, Jesus' love of who?
Everyone.
Of who? Of us. How much Jesus loves us. Here's one of I have. I love my crosses. And here's a cross that I have. Whoops, it's a little dusty in there, isn't it? So I want you to take a look at this cross. What do you see in this cross? You see anything in there? What?
A person.
You see a person. And how is that person? How is the arms? Show me how their arms are. Oh, stretched wide open, right? Who do you think that person is on the cross?
Jesus.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Both of you are right. That is Jesus. That Jesus loved us so much. And because of the things that we do that we call sins, you know what sins are, right? That's like when we don't listen, when we lie, when we tell stories that aren't true, lots of things. And that's what keeps us separated from God. And so Jesus, God, sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for us, so that we will be with God all the time. And so that's what happened. Jesus went to the cross because he loved us unconditionally. And when he went to the cross, he took all of our sins with him. And he put all those sins to death. And did he stay dead? No, he didn't stay dead, because if he stayed dead, he would have been like everybody else, right? He didn't stay dead. What did God do to Jesus? He resurrected him. He raised him from the dead. So if you look at that cross, do you see a dead Jesus on there? You see a live Jesus on there. What do you think? You see a what? You see a trident on there? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You see both Jesus as he was on the cross, but his arms are up high, and he is the risen Jesus. And so when we look at a cross, we don't think just of Jesus' death. We think of Jesus rising, because the cross is where we are given new life through Jesus' death and resurrection. And so when we look at the cross, we remember that Jesus loves us very much, each and every single one of us. Whether you are Cassidy's age, or you are like Mr. Carl's age, which is about 97, maybe 100, I'm not so sure. What? Yeah, you believe that, don't you? Yeah. So I just want you to know that no matter who you are, how old you are, whatever you have done, Jesus, through his death and resurrection, God loves you, and you will always be his God. Okay? So let's pray together. We give you thanks, God, on this day where all of us are gathered together, where we share with each other love. And we only know love because of your son, Jesus, because of how much you loved us, that you came down to be with us, to walk with us, to teach us, and then to take our sins, to take them to the cross, to bury them, to close the gates of hell, and to rise again so that we may have new life. And that is the most important love that we could ever, ever know and experience in our life. And so we give thanks. And our goal is to just tell everybody about this love, because it's too good to keep to ourselves. Amen. Amen.